Along a conceivably 10 to 20 million mile long river valley, in which an estimated 35 to 36 billion lived, a million could die per day. It was true that there were no diseases, other than mental, but those statistics were lacking. A million were probably killed every 24 hours by the myriads of wars between the 1 million or so little states, by crimes of passion, by suicides, by executions of criminals, and by accidents. There was a steady and numerous traffic of those undergoing the little resurrection, as it was called. But Burton had never heard of two dying in the same place and at the same time being resurrected together. The process of selection of area for the new life was random, or so he had always thought. One such occurrence could conceivably take place, although the probabilities were 1 in 20 million. But two such, one immediately after the other, was a miracle. Burton didn't believe in miracles. Nothing happened that couldn't be explained by physical principles, if you knew all the facts. He didn't know them, so he wouldn't worry about the coincidence at the moment. The solution to another problem was more demanding. That was, what was he to do about Goering? The man knew him and could identify him to any ethical searching for him. Burton looked quickly around him and saw a number of men and women approaching in a seemingly friendly manner. There's time for a few words with a German. Goering, I can kill you or myself, but I don't want to do either, at the moment, anyway. You know why you're dangerous to me. I shouldn't take a chance with you, you treacherous hyena, but there's something different about you, something I can't put my finger on. But Goering, who was notorious for his resilience, seemed to be coming out of his first shock. He grinned slyly and said, I do have you over the barrel, don't I? Seeing Burton's snarl, he hastily put up one hand and said, But I swear to you, I won't reveal your identity to anyone or do anything to hurt you. Maybe we're not friends, but we at least know each other, and we're in a land of strangers. It's good to have one familiar face by your side. I know I've suffered too long from loneliness, from desolation of the spirit. I thought I'd go mad. That's partly the reason I took to the dream gum. Believe me, I won't betray you. Burton didn't believe him. He did think, however, that he could trust him for a while. Goering would want a potential ally, at least until he took the measure of the people in this area and knew what he could or could not do. Besides, Goering might have changed for the better. No, Burton said to himself, no. There you go again. Verbal cynic though you are, you've always been too forgiving, too ready to overlook injury to yourself and to give your injurer another chance. Don't be a fool again, Burton. 3 days later, he was still uncertain about Goering. Burton had taken the identity of Abdul ibn Harun, a 19th-century citizen of Cairo, Egypt. He had several reasons for adopting the guise. One was that he spoke excellent Arabic, knew the Cairo dialect of that period, and had an excuse to cover his head with a towel wrapped as a turban. He hoped this would help disguise his appearance. Goering didn't say a word to anybody to contradict the camouflage. Burton was fairly sure of this because he and Goering spent most of their time together. They were quartered in the same hut until they adjusted to the local customs and went through their period of probation. Part of this was intensive military training. Burton had been one of the greatest swordsmen of the 19th century and also knew every inflection of fighting with weapons or with hands. After a display of his ability in a series of tests, he was welcomed as a recruit. In fact, he was promised that he would be an instructor when he learned the language well enough. Goering got the respect of the locals almost as swiftly. Whatever his other faults, he didn't lack courage. He was strong and proficient with arms, jovial, likable when it suited his purpose, and wasn't far behind Burton in gaining fluency in the language. He was quick to gain and to use authority, as befitted the ex-Reichsmarschall of Hitler's Germany.